Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Family Counseling Center on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian counselor, Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So, Crossroads Counseling is our counseling center. We have offices in Phoenix and in Scottsdale. And our mission has been and will always be to bring the hope and healing through the power, love, and transformational grace of Jesus Christ. We have several therapists that work with us. And we actually have one of those therapists visiting with us today. Her name is Donna Snyder. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Travis and Carrie, for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really glad that you're here. Now, Donna has been with us for, what, probably like 5 months?
That's about
five,
right?
5 or 6 months?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 or 6 months. And she brings so much to Crossroads. Maybe, one of your passions, you have many passions and a lot of different facets that you bring to Crossroads and a lot of different types of work that you do. But one of the things that you are passionate about that we're here to talk about today is teens.
Yes.
Teenagers, those alien-like people that, you know, that are, you know, hard to sometimes relate to and communicate with.
It does sound like an alien when you say it that way. Teenagers.
Well, yes. Yeah, you know, in many ways, I think they are aliens. And this is probably why, you know, I like working with teens. But, you know, Donna, I view you as one of our resident experts in terms of teens and even teen counseling, right, and being able to really help teens. So maybe tell us a little bit about why you are so passionate about teens. I know you have a couple of teens at home, or maybe a young adult past teenage age.
Yeah, I have a 15-year-old and a 20-year-old. And my back history is that for 6 years I was a youth leader at my church, and I mentored many teens through their crisis, their family crisis, and just life skill stuff,
yeah,
which was just a great privilege.
Very cool. And so that was before you were a counselor?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was working in a youth group setting at your church, just really connecting to teens and
connecting.
Yeah, walking that journey with them. Cool. So so your son is 20, and then you have a daughter who is 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are their names, by the way?
Danielle, who goes by Danny, and Josh.
Aw.
Yeah. So Danielle and Josh, hello.
Yeah.
So tell us, Donna, in your opinion, what do teens need from their parents? What do they need from their friends? And then, you know, what do teens even need from therapists?
You know, my experience has been that teens just feel disconnected as a general rule, unless they have a super strong friend support base. And I just find that sometimes they come in and they feel disconnected from their parents. And so basically what they need is a listening ear without judgment that says, I want to hear your perspective. Even if I don't get it, I'm going to bring value to that perspective. And I'm going to show you that what you have to say matters. So I would say that would be the first thing.
Yeah, so like teens who are disconnected from their parents, how do you work to help those teens, I guess, get more connected, find that support?
Probably the first thing that I do is to bring them a listening ear and bring value back into who they are as a person. So Sometimes that just looks like, tell me what your interests are. Tell me what fuels you as a person.
Right.
And bring value into that. And that can be several sessions. Yeah. And several times just doing that together.
Right. So it's like getting to know them a little bit, mm-hmm. and kind of joining them in their mm-hmm. world, because, you know, we're talking about teens being aliens and everything like that. So it's getting to join them in their world. And it sounds like just really developing that rapport mm-hmm. or that relationship with them.
Sounds like kind of helping them discover who they are. They're really coming into yeah. who they are.
Yeah.
And having someone to talk to about that and who's interested in that could be really helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that point, right? Because, of course, all of us were teens at mm-hmm. one time.
I skipped that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it is a very, it's a huge transition mm-hmm. period in a person's life. You're still connected to your mom and dad, still dependent upon them, but you're moving through this process of becoming more independent. And as you say, Carrie, really discovering who you are as a person. And sometimes that involves, you know, having different ideas and different mm-hmm. opinions and different thoughts than your mom and dad, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's just a real transition time. So, in your experience, Donna, with teens and working with teens, both in a youth pastor setting, but also as a counselor with Crossroads, you know, what are some of the key issues that you have been presented with in your counseling?
Probably the number one issue is self-esteem and yeah. how kids are just, like Carrie said, trying to find and discover themselves. And through that process is just a disconnect with their own value and
yeah.
who they are.
Yeah.
And so self-esteem would be at the top. Another thing that would be huge is bullying. I've seen some pretty horrific stories experiencing, and cyberbullying is a big one now.
Yeah.
And that can be what's put out there on Twitter and Instagram,
yeah.
especially that somebody's frustrated with that person today, so they're going to throw out a slamming comment,
yeah.
and everybody immediately sees it.
Yeah, you're raising such an important topic that mm-hmm. I think having a show just specifically dedicated to bullying and mm-hmm. cyberbullying and, you know, how parents can effectively manage and deal with that, mm-hmm. I think would be a very valuable show in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. So self-esteem, bullying, those are the kind of issues that you see a lot of.
And for females, not to say that guys don't experience this, but females, it would be body image, weight. Things like that are really huge. That can also reflect into an eating disorder.
Right.
More serious things like that.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about all of the images that teen girls are inundated with in our society, you know, in terms of what they should look like or what attractive looks like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just the pressure that a lot of young girls feel. And you said boys too, right? And I mm-hmm. think that is true. You know, a lot of boys see pictures of chiseled, you know, men, and that's kind of the image.
Well, superheroes.
Superheroes,
alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, their muscles have muscles, so to speak.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look at yourself and you don't kind of fit that, what's the word I'm looking for? That image. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then a lot of times you lose that sense of value that you're talking about, mm-hmm. Donna. So.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Donna. Say I'm a parent of a teen. Our oldest son is going to be 12, so we're entering into this very soon. But say I'm a parent of a teen. How would I know, like, what's kind of normal teen behavior versus, okay, this is something that I really need to be concerned about, worried about, and maybe I should seek out the help of a professional counselor?
Well, two of the things that immediately pop up in my mind are isolation, and a more serious issue is cutting. Mm. So isolation, I mean, all of the teenagers that I know, they isolate for a bit of time. But if you
right.
see your teen isolate for hours on end, there's probably a deeper issue going on there.
Yeah.
And then some of that can reflect into serious things like cutting.
Yeah. Yeah, so the signs that parents may need to look at, like, I think you bring up a good point. Most teens don't want to hang out with mom and dad. You know, mom and dad are embarrassing.
Uncool.
Uncool. Thank you. Yeah. Mom and dad are uncool. And I think it's normal for them to have their social group, you know, their friends that they really want to connect with. But you're saying if that seems to be more on the extreme side.
Mm-hmm. Or you can also check out their Instagram posts. And if it's super negative, you know, I'm ugly, I'm horrible, I have no value. Those are things that a parent can look and see what's going on behind the scenes that they might not know about.
Right, right. So making sure that you have access to those like social media outlets where a lot of kids do end up expressing their true, maybe their true feelings, their true thoughts.
What are they posting?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So isolation. My experience in working with cutters, you had talked about teens who do cutting. Again, another really good show topic that we could dedicate an entire show to, is that a lot of times kids will really hide that. You know, and so if you see your kid in the middle of summer wearing long sleeve shirts, they seem depressed, they're isolated, they're not talking to you, you know, that could be a sign that something on a deeper emotional level is
more
going
serious
on.
Is going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you talk about isolation, is that just isolating from parents or is that from friends as well?
I would say it would be everyone.
Everyone. Okay.
Curtains drawn. Sitting in the dark, just not going out, not engaging in life, just super disconnected. Those can be some serious signs of some depression going on.
Right, right. Yeah, good point. Yeah, I'm just thinking that, you know, in some of the cases that I've seen, those exact same symptoms, you know, parents calling and saying, hey, this is what's going on. So, okay. We're talking about teens and you know, what's normal teen behavior versus what's not normal. What signs should you be looking for? If you see these signs in your teens, you should be really concerned about. And just helping parents to have a good sense of when they need to take action with their children.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center, and you're with Travis and Carrie Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. To learn more about The Connected Life, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, you can visit CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com. Or call us at 623-680-3486. And we're here with Donna, right?
Yeah, therapist Donna Snyder of Crossroads Counseling. And she's here today talking about one of her passions and expertise, which is working with teens and providing teen counseling. So, Donna, what are some of the barriers between parents and teens, or a typical barrier that you might see?
You know, what I have seen is that parents have their own issues oftentimes, and they reflect those issues onto their kids. So, for instance, they may say, hey, we really want you to do this with your life and your career and your future goals, rather than letting that kid explore what interests and gifts God has created in him or her, and that they can become aware of that themselves and begin to pursue those things. So I've had interesting experiences with people whose parents believe that their kids are in rebellion or disobedience because their life choices for college, for instance, are not in the same direction that the parents want them to go. So the kids feel shut down. They feel unheard, disconnected. So a big barrier would be, hey, what interests you?
Right.
Not listening to the kid as far as those interests and really making sure that those interests are heard and not devalued. So let's say we have a super type A type of father who believes that, hey, my son should be an accountant or a lawyer or something like that, and the son's very artistic and really wants to pursue that. How is that image reflected to the son? Do you still have value? Are you expressing value to that child? Or is it you need to do this in order for love to be shown and directed to you?
Yeah.
So on that same line, does Crossroads do family counseling regarding that to help the parents know what to do? Or is it mostly, like, how can the parents have a better idea of how to, and learning how to help their children?
Yeah, great question. Crossroads offers both.
Okay.
So, and sometimes it's a combination, right? So sometimes it can be purely teen counseling. Sometimes it's more family counseling. And then other times it can be a combination of meeting with the teen, but also meeting with the family. Because a lot of these dynamics that we're talking about often do have a family component to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't exist as islands unto ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're part of families.
Mm-hmm.
And there's interconnectedness. And so a lot of times one of the best ways to help a teen is to help the family.
Right.
You know, and so Crossroads, which is Crossroads Family Counseling Center, absolutely offers services for families and parents like Donna's talking about who may be struggling. Like a mom and dad is saying, well, I don't really know how to interact or engage or connect with my kids. And mm-hmm. I'm really concerned. Like, how do I balance, you know, my wants and desires with what they want mm-hmm. and what they need, and what they're expressing?
Yeah. And I've had parents come in to learn and understand that as well. And we kind of look at, how's your son wired?
Yeah.
How did God create him? Is he techie? Is he artsy? Is he brainy? Is he athletic? And can you support that?
Yeah.
That's a huge piece of value as well. It's really all about building value and strength into that kid.
Yeah.
And how you communicate that is super important.
Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes I would imagine as a parent, you may have to let go of some of your expectations
mm-hmm.
and really come along and support, not just support, but really encourage, mm-hmm. right? And there's a word I'm looking for. I just can't think of it. But just really enhance and encourage those gifts that your child has.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Building up.
Building up. Yeah.
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 So good.
That's great.
So, you know, you are a parent, Donna, of, you said, a 15-year-old and a 20-year-old. So you have successfully raised a teen.
So I would clarify and say it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
A continuum of learning.
Yeah, I would imagine. Mm-hmm. I would imagine the way that you parented your older, eldest son, it's probably shifted and changed a little bit now that you're parenting
sure,
your daughter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're all learning, so it's
yeah.
okay. But in your experience, what seems to be the most prevalent issues with ages 19 to 24? So we're talking about young adult now, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a difficult age for several reasons, and one is they're expected to have it all together at that point. Hey, you're an adult. You now have these responsibilities. You may or may not be through college at this point. You need to have direction, and you mm-hmm. need to know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And typically what I see is they don't know where they're going, and they need to know they're okay in that space of, I don't know where I'm going,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to love you and support you until you figure it out.
Right.
And that's really a key issue.
Right. Is it like striking the balance between kind of loving them, but also giving them guidance and direction?
Sure, absolutely. But I think it'd be more exploratory. What interests
yeah.
you? Because I've seen people in the middle of a medical program turn and do journalism.
Right.
Or somebody in an engineering program turn and do photography.
Right.
Yeah.
And only to have parents be, I can't believe, you know,
yeah.
the message then is communicated,
yeah.
you're failing.
Yeah.
And that's very sad because perhaps they were never in the program they needed to be in the first place.
Right.
And so it doesn't make it a win or fail. It's
right.
it's more about how has God wired you and can you use those gifts for the best of your ability and for God's glory?
And it really does seem to take some play when you're in college and master. Like so many people will get a degree, college degree, and then their master's will be completely different. And it takes experimenting, mm-hmm. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to experiment with it. You think, oh, well, medical sounds really great. And you get in there like, oh, no. And then you may find something else that you're really interested.
Right.
So you're always, I think that God made us like always developing, mm-hmm. always growing and understanding that we we develop as we go and change. And gosh, people, there's so many different things that I'm interested in now that I would have had no interest in back in college,
right.
You know.
Right.
But it's always a changing thing.
Yeah. And we were talking earlier about really helping teens to discover who they are,
mm-hmm,
right? And
mm-hmm.
who they are in Christ, and, you know, where are their gifts. And that, again, just like you pointed out, you know, that's an ongoing life process. And Don, it sounds like it's just really, what I'm kind of hearing from you is it's about coming alongside them, really joining with them,
mm-hmm.
Maybe giving some guidance and mm-hmm. wisdom, but also allowing them some time to kind of do some self-discovery.
For sure.
Right? And giving them a safe place to do that in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that may take time.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, my son, I'll just say, was in college for a little bit and realized that he really wanted to pursue Disney. And he is taking time off from school and going into the Disney College program, which he'll enter in August. Some would say, wow, why isn't he sticking with this program? And I say, cool, go for it.
Yeah.
If that's okay, what cool. you need to explore in that opportunity, then that's just fine with me.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool. So what words of encouragement do you have to maybe a parent of a teen or teens who may be listening to the show right now? Or even words of encouragement that you would have to a teen. We might have a couple of teens who listen to us, but maybe a teen who is listening, or even a young adult who might be listening to us right now.
So to the parent, I would specifically say, listen to your kids without judging or being quick to comment. And look at their facial expressions. And what are they trying to tell you that they're not telling you? Hear their heart.
Yeah,
because their heart connection really is a huge piece of maybe bringing a deeper issue change.
Yeah,
so that would be the first thing. And watch being super critical and controlling, because
yeah.
all it does is shut those kids down. It's harder to reach them at that point.
Yeah.
And then for the teen, I would just say, you're special. You're valuable. God created you. You have worth. There's amazing things out there for you to do.
Yeah.
Don't get too hard on yourself. Don't get stuck in sad places. Find support.
Right.
There's just a ton of things that, you know, and just know that teen, whoever you are, it's really great that adults can come alongside those teens and build strength and value into them. Take time to invest in that heart.
I love that.
I think what might be a really cool subject to talk about and have you on again another time would be helping support your teens spiritually. Like, how can we support them in
yeah,
their walk?
Sure,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So, thank you all for joining us here on The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry. We are a ministry of Crossroads Counseling Center. This is Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. If you want to learn more about The Connected Life, you can visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling help, you can visit us on CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com or call us at 623-680-3486. And you can reach Travis and Donna there.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to our very special guest, Donna Snyder.
Yes, thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you so
Absolutely.
Much for having me.